Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Dr. Rayo. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys? By the way, I don't know if you know it, but Christmas is a week from today. Did you know?
No, that's not true. Someone said that. I don't buy it.
News.
It doesn't feel like it is. That's fake news. I think we're 3 weeks away, right?
Right.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, we appreciate you telling us that Christmas is around the corner. And, you know, there are so many kids in Western New York who have been good and believe in Christmas and believe in Santa Claus. Let's talk a little bit about as we move into the holidays and everybody waiting for Santa to stop at their house.
This is a great time to sort of pause. And if you have kids in the sort of 7 and 8 or under, they're probably still in with a lot of their really cool magical thinking that you can join in with. But parents get tense, you know, around 7.5, 8, 9, and wondering, like, you know, as kids begin to doubt more. And I just want parents to know that just you don't have to answer questions directly. You don't have to keep things going. You just sort of take the cue from your kids, get them talking about it. Doubt is actually just part of how they start to critically think when they get a little bit older. You know, still into all the movies like Elf, Polar Express, you know, even Christmas Carol, like the idea that, you know, hey, you know, I'm not sure if I believe in all this, you know, holiday cheer, this seasonality, Santa, elves, all of it, and let each kid sort of find their own way through it.
They always seem to have one friend that is a nay Santa sayer, and I want to tell that child, you've got to believe.
If you can get ahead of that, good luck. It's a cousin. It's a sibling. It could be a friend. And you know, it's going to happen, and it's actually great that it does. And then that's where you say something like, "Look, you know, tell me what happened," or just get them talking about why they now are doubting it. And you don't have to answer the question. Say, "I can't even answer that." Everyone believes what they can believe, and this is something very personal and special to them. What do you believe? Just get them sort of talking more about that. And then if they ask you directly, you can say, well, there are things that I still believe. And maybe at some point I stop believing this, but I carry forward some really great stuff. You know, if you think about it, we move into other stuff. You know, for example, maybe Santa Claus leaves off where, you know, other new magical stories take over, like Harry Potter for kids that once they get to 8, 9, and 10. So we never really give it up. And I don't want adults to fully give up their ability to go back and feel that part of their childhood, the part that's inside them. Because it is so much softer and caring and good to always like have a thread of that going.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Rayo, I need your help with this. As a parent having kids, Christmas has always been a bargaining chip. Like Santa's watching, you don't want to end up on the naughty list, and you need to behave for Christmas.
That's not just for kids, that's adults too, Jan.
I'm just wondering, what do I transition to keep them behaving once Christmas is over? Do I just roll into the next Christmas, or what do you recommend as a nationally known child psychologist?
Well, if you're using, you know, something that's monetary or a product bought on Amazon, yeah, you're going to be limited, right?
Yes.
Because once that shows up, it's over. You know, it's funny you mentioned this. They have something called Elf on a Shelf, if you've heard of this. I think it's called
that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you buy it. And my nephew, like, was giving up the Santa Claus thing, still thinking, though, the elf may, like, somehow be connected to something. I think he was transferring it to the idea of, okay, my parents are kind of the elf here. I better, like, still go along with this. They think I still believe. So let's, like, go ahead and set
that. That's what that kid thinks?
Yeah, all right. I believe in the elf on the shelf.
But it gets internalized. It does get inside gradually. This idea of if I'm giving, if I'm not selfish, if I'm good and I reward good behavior, if I love, if I'm happy, that these are the things that bring me good things through life. Like the message is really good. It just, we do have to internalize it. It can't always be the dangling gift card.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good information. Now I have a real question. As we get closer to the holidays, there are people that are becoming depressed because they're not getting that time with family that they would normally get, and it's upsetting. How should we handle it to make somebody feel better? Because there's sadness.
There is. There really is. We're so used to being with others, mobile, going where we need to, people coming and stopping by. Suddenly that's gone, and we feel incredibly lost. I happen to have caught a segment earlier. This woman had called and talked about how she thought of everything on the tree, every ornament was tied to a memory. Mm-hmm. And they say that ultimately what we really have are our memories. And so this is really the time to go ahead and think about, like, all the objects in your house, the photos, and bring up these memories. And for some people, that could be a scary or sad thing if they're already feeling down. But try to do it during a moment where you feel good, and you'll feel it more as a warm, wonderful thing. But if people are really struggling, by all means, always reach out. Reach out to anybody in any way. Just connecting with another person really quickly gets us out of our heads. That's essential. Always reach out to someone and just don't let it, like, keep piling up. But this is going to be hard on a lot of people, particularly older people who are more by themselves.
The promise of a new year gives us the promise of change.
Hope.
Is that helpful? Hope. New Year's resolutions, you know. It's as we look to 2021, I think it's good for everybody to have that calendar flip.
Yeah, you can kind of reset.
Yeah, in fact, I would say, you know, go a step further. Create some ritual of your own, you know, like throw, you know, something out that you feel like reminds you of something that makes it negative. And
not a person, just a thing.
Well, yeah, no, I not a person. Thank you, Nick, for clarifying. That's really helpful. but really, like, let it go. You know, we create and structure these calendars and times for reasons, and it really is a fantastic sign to say, you know what, I can literally let go.
Mm-hmm. We have talked to a lot of people, whether they're thinking about the holidays or they just start talking about their family. There's so much emotion this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's over the top. You know, we're already charged up with high emotion as it is. So anything that comes around, it's going to be like being on a boat, like, with a lot of, like, big waves. A little extra will make you even go higher or lower. It really is a time to sort of, like, step back and say, okay, I'm fine some of the time, maybe more than some of the time, but when I'm not, it is at an amplitude and up and down that I'm just, like, sometimes overwhelmed. And that's the word we're hearing more and more among people. Mm-hmm. I'm getting overwhelmed. Now, look, all emotions are awesome, right? They're real, but they're just signals, and they tend to be temporary. Think of them as, like, train cars, like, just you're stuck and you're looking at them going by. Let them go. Trust me, another one is on the way. Another one is on the way. They're just immediate signals, and they could be related to anything, even things you're not even aware of in front of you or that's happened the day before. Look at it, think about it, but please don't hold on to it. If it's happiness, if it's gratitude, yes, by all means, hold on. But the other ones, they're just signals. You need to let them go.
Okay.
What what do you tell somebody who bottles it up and doesn't let it go or let it out, I guess? And Janet, you're talking about people that just kind of, you know, feeling emotional or just need a good cry. Mm-hmm. Should they just let it go, ugly tears, that whole thing? Or do you bottle up? What do you recommend?
Yeah, they have a process, and it tends not to be words, right, or reflection. And so for those people, you know, they need physical activity, or they need to, like, change the setting. They need to get up, go out, do something, move to another room, and sort of like maybe listen to music or reach out to someone or something. They need to do something to process that emotion. They do keep it down because I think ultimately they're afraid of crying. It feels weak. It feels scary. And yes, if you can sort of like move it forward gently and carefully and get them through that process, they always feel good on the other side. It is a biologically cleansing thing. People always report how wonderful it is afterwards. It's that sense of a loss of control. And it's almost like they're afraid like they're getting a shot or something. You know, it's like, it's going to be terrible. It's all the anticipation of it. But absolutely. But usually they like something that's more physical to do.
If you're looking for a good read, Dr. Anthony Rao has written the book, The Power of Agency. Explain what this book is about.
Yeah, in fact, it's sort of a good thing for sort of new year, new you and the people around you. You know, it's about how you take control in your life. You know, seven principles we found from people who have agency. They know how to make decisions. They tend to be successful. They tend to stay level-headed no matter what comes at them. And we studied them, and we've sort of boiled it down to seven principles and practices. You can learn them for yourself. You can teach them to your kids.
Awesome. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk to you after the New Year.
To you as well, please.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for everything you do for each and every one of us. You're so helpful. It's always
My
great
pleasure.
Talking to you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a great day. Dr. Anthony Rao on Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.